Welcome to Carolina Live, where each week we journey across North and South Carolina in search of great classical music performances recorded in live concert settings. This week, it's a program which celebrated the opening of a performance studio at the headquarters of South Carolina ETV Radio. To mark the occasion, there was a special treat for Carolina Live listeners. Live from the studio, Miles Hoffman's American Chamber Players. They're a versatile ensemble that specializes in a variety of chamber music forms and instrumentations. They perform music by Mozart, contemporary composer Paul Schoenfield, and the French master Gabriel Fauré during ceremonies in February 2013 to dedicate the Susan D. Boyd and M. Edward Sellers Studio in Columbia. In this program's second half, we'll have performances by another very talented chamber group, the Contras Quartet. Two groups, two chances for you to hear chamber music at its finest on this edition of Classical Public Radio's Carolina Live. I'm Lauren Rico, and we're glad to have you with us for this edition of Carolina Live. The chamber music revelries begin with the work of a master. Mozart's Quartet for Flute and Strings in D was one of four flute quartets by the composer. This form is closely related to the string quartet, but with a flute in place of the first violin. It is generally believed that this type of chamber music reached its pinnacle around the middle of the second half of the 18th century. The combination of wind and string instruments in chamber music is rare among Mozart's works because the composer preferred the overall sound of the string quartet. Mozart met Franz Joseph Haydn in 1781 and heard that master's Opus 33 quartets for the first time. He was so strongly impressed by them that his later chamber works reflected Haydn's influence. Interestingly, in the first decades of the 19th century, the string quartet became far more important than the flute quartet, and as a result, very few new works were composed until the 20th century. But in 1777, when Mozart wrote the piece you're about to hear, the flute quartet was still considered a viable and often charming musical form. Mozart wrote this and another flute quartet on commission from a wealthy Dutch merchant and amateur flutist named Ferdinand de Jean. De Jean's requirement was for three easy, short flute concertos and two quartets. Mozart responded by giving him music in which the emphasis is on an easygoing and relatively uncomplicated style, the work seeking to entertain rather than to make an attempt at profundity. See how you like it as the American Chamber Players perform in the Susan D. Boyd and M. Edward Sellers Studio of South Carolina ETV Radio. Mozart's Quartet for Flute and Strings in D on Carolina Live. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Mozart's Quartet for Flute and Strings in D, with the American Chamber Players performing at SCETV Radio's Performance Studio in Columbia. The concert was made possible by a grant from the Paul M. Angel Family Foundation. The American Chamber Players were formed in 1985 by violist Miles Hoffman from a core group of artists of the Library of Congress Summer Chamber Festival. The ensemble performs repertoire ranging from familiar masterpieces to neglected gems to newly commissioned American works, and it's known for fascinating and delightful programs with varied instrumental combinations. That diversity has been as enthusiastically praised as the group's dynamic performances. The members performing at the concert we're presenting were violist Miles Hoffman himself, cellist Stephen Balderston, flutist Sarah Stern, and pianist Anna Stoicheva. They were joined by guest violinist Janet Sung. Famous as a marvelously cohesive group, the ensemble's individual members are also known for their brilliance as soloists. Next, they play music by contemporary composer Paul Schoenfield. It's three bagatelles for flute, cello, and piano. Schoenfield is a native of Detroit and began playing the piano at age 6. He wrote his first composition the following year. In addition to studying piano, he holds an undergraduate degree from Carnegie Mellon University and a Doctor of Musical Arts degree from the University of Arizona. Bagatelles are, by definition, meant to be playful, and I think you'll find these to be just that, as performed by the American Chamber Players on Classical Public Radio's Carolina Live.